You're listening to Agricultural Programming from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason. Now let's check the weather forecast with meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Improvement in weather conditions for crops in Brazil and Argentina did come as expected last weekend and early this week. That includes rain in the northern crop areas of Brazil that had been extremely dry since mid-December. Heavy rainfall occurred across the very dry Brazilian states of Goiás, Minas Gerais, and Bahia last weekend, with follow-up scattered thunderstorms early this week. It is likely that the long dry spell significantly reduced yields for first crop corn and soybeans. This rain did, however, end a further deterioration of crops and will help later planted soybeans and second crop corn. Mostly dry weather has returned to Bahia, Minas Gerais, and Goiás, and that will last through the weekend, allowing for first crop harvesting and second crop planting. Showers and thunderstorms are expected to return next week, slowing field work, but providing a follow-up boost in soil moisture. The field work delays should not last too long, as drier weather is expected going into the following weekend and beyond. In recent days, heavy rain has fallen over center-west into parts of South Brazil. Any dry pockets in Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, Paraná, and Santa Catarina have likely disappeared by now. This is an area where rainfall will remain heaviest in the coming week. Some places could become excessively wet, especially in Mato Grosso do Sul and Paraná. Second crop corn planting will be on hold through next week. At least these heaviest rains are shifting north out of waterlogged Rio Grande do Sul. Beneficial, mostly dry weather is expected through the weekend, and then just average rainfall is expected next week. This will improve field conditions in the southernmost state of Brazil. In Argentina, the wettest areas during January were drier this week, allowing for a reduction in standing water and overall improvement in field conditions. Mostly dry weather will continue through this weekend. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms return on a periodic basis next week. That should bring sufficient rainfall to most areas without fields becoming too wet or too dry. The bottom line is no problematic weather is in the forecast for Argentina in the upcoming week. That is your South American weather update. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Time is running out to get your tickets for the 2015 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. It's set for March 10th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Our analysts will discuss the day's news, a fresh WASDE report for corn, soybeans, and cash grain, and whatever else you want to talk about. Sue Martin will deliver a keynote. Murray Wise will give us his projections for land values. And Chris Hurt will take us through his livestock projections. Cost for the meeting is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Get your tickets by calling 217-333-7300 or online at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org.